and Raven Show. With you everywhere you go. The Anna and Raven Show podcast. Star 99.9. Today's best mix.
Anna is the coach of her 8-year-old daughter's soccer team, a job she takes very seriously. Some would say way too seriously.
We now join Coach Anna Zapp's Monday morning presser. Star 99.9.
All right, it was a disappointing week for the Norwalk Junior Soccer Association second and third grade girls Italian League Team 16. I'm sure that you savages have questions you want to ask, so we're just going to hurry up and get to this so we can get this over with. We're going to start with the man that's always yelling with donut crumbs around his mouth.
Big surprise this past week, Coach. Postseason games possibly in your future despite your rough outing. What's going on here?
Okay, well, what looks like has happened is that the Norwalk Junior Soccer Association Junior League, Italian League, has decided to extend the season an extra week. So they have basically, what they've done is held the awards hostage, because I am relatively certain that none of my girls would come next week since school is out. But because they did not get their shiny award, they have no choice but to come and swelter once again to play one more game.
Trophies being held hostage.
Yep, that's what's happening. Trophies being held hostage. Let's go to the reporter that looks like the live action figure of Bart Simpson.
Okay, so it was really hot this weekend, Anna. Do you think that heat played a factor into the game?
Oh, I don't know what played a factor, but let's just say the girls were having an off day. Granted, it was very, very hot, but we had plenty of water to hydrate us. It was an early morning game, but let's just say it was not our best showing. Let's just say that. Okay, we're going to go to the guy that resembles and sounds a little bit like a brunette Chris Farley.
At the end of the game, Coach, you were quoted on, we heard you on record there on tape, telling the team it's good to suffer an embarrassing loss every once in a while. Do you stand by that line?
Well, that was their reaction when I told them that. That's not their reaction at all. But I admit to them that sometimes when you take a massive loss, it is a good opportunity to check yourself before you riggedy wreck yourself, you know? And what that does is that it makes them look back, right, and say, listen, we can't win all the time. Sometimes we have bad days. And even as adults, sometimes we have to suffer a massive loss to feel better going forward. They didn't agree with me, and they seemed a little bit disheartened by that. I'm just going to take one more question. The reporter that is definitely basically what a smiley face emoji was created after.
Okay, a lot of us here in the media want to know the answer to this one. Your former coach, also known as your father, was at the field again this weekend.
Yep.
And at one point during a timeout, went over to you to whisper something to you. Did he give you some advice? What did he say to you?
His advice was, if they kept screwing up, to pull the players off the field and not give them any more playing time. Because my father is an old school, you know, soccer coach, and that's, you're having a bad day, you're off the field. And I explained to him that all the girls have to have equal playing time, which he looked at me like I was out of my mind. So there's that.
You
so,
don't really want to
will
win,
you take
Anna.
His advice?
Will I take his advice going forward? No, I will not. All the girls will get equal playing time until they get a little bit older, and then we will, you know, start benching them when they stop listening to the coach. Is that fair? Everybody good? All right, we will have the last game this weekend where hopefully the hostage trophies will be released.